we begin a new monthly segment on astronomy. We'll be talking about what you can spot in the night sky, from constellations and planets to nebulas and galaxies. And you're going to want to listen to this again. We'll have some tips on how to best utilize the information you're about to hear at the end of this segment. Our host is Byron Mumall, the president of the Carolina Skies Astronomy Club. His fascination of the night sky began at an early age, reading Sky and Telescope magazine, and has turned over the years into a lifelong passion. Today, Byron tells us about one of the most recognizable constellations in the Carolina sky.
Orion is my favorite constellation. It's easy to spot. It's a winter constellation, which means we're nearing the end of the time period of the season when we can observe it. A great thing about Orion is it's one of the few constellations that actually looks like what it's described as. Orion is the hunter. This is from Greek mythology. And when you look at that, you can really visualize an ancient Greek hunter or warrior standing there with his club raised up in the air, a shield in front of him. Right now, if you're looking for Orion, what you want to do is go out just after dark, face south, look at the sky, and the brightest star you'll see up there is Sirius, which is due south at 8 o'clock at night. Spot that, and then turn a little bit farther to the right and look up a little bit higher, and that's where you see constellation Orion. I really like Orion because there's so much to see there. The most famous thing is Betelgeuse. That's the bright red supergiant star that's to your upper left that forms his shoulder. That is a huge old star. If it was positioned where our sun is, it is so large that the Earth would actually be contained within the star. It's nearing the end of its lifetime. Because it's a giant star, it's used up its fuel very rapidly, and sometime, probably within the next million years, which is really short term in terms of astronomy, it will explode in a supernova. It'll be brighter than the full moon at night. In fact, you could probably even see it in the daytime. Going down to the lower right corner, you'll see another supergiant star, but this one is bright blue. That's Rigel. It's a very young star, extremely hot. In the middle, something that makes it easy to spot Orion are the three belt stars. Line up in a row. They're very bright, but they're very far away. The one in the middle is 2,000 light years distant. The most famous thing in Orion might be the Orion Nebula. If you're at a dark, clear site, you can actually see that nebula with your naked eye. If you want to find that, you look straight down from the center of the three belt stars, and it looks like three much fainter stars in a row. And that's the sword of Orion dangling from his belt. The middle of those faint stars, that's where you look to see Orion Nebula. And when you look at that through a telescope, you'll see it's actually this glowing cloud of hydrogen gas. In the middle of it, four small bright stars, and it's the light from those stars that's causing the gas in that nebula to glow. Also there in Orion, you can find examples of the two other types of nebula. Dark nebula, because it doesn't emit any light, and it just blocks light. So the bright nebula is behind it, glowing, and here you have this dark cloud in front of it. You can also see the third type of nebulas in places there where you see examples of glowing blue glow, which is a reflection nebula where just the light reflecting from these blue-white stars is reflecting off of a gas cloud. So there you have all three types of nebula just within Orion. Exciting constellation to look at for everybody, especially when they see it the first time through a telescope.
To take full advantage of the information you just heard, head out to a dark spot in eastern North Carolina this weekend with your smartphone and a friend and see if you can spot the Orion constellation. And you can stream the Carolina Skies segment from our website, publicradioeast.org, as you gaze into the night sky.